Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masachet Shvuot, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet, taking a look at the end of the group of Mishnayot that we had at the beginning of the previous podcast, which are listed on Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet near the bottom. And now we're going to look at the last of those Mishnayot, so go back to Chaf Bet Amud Bet, or open up to your Mishnayot, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Shvua shelo ochal v'achal ochalin she'enan ru'yin la'achila v'shata mashkin she'enan ru'yin l'shtia. If you took an oath not to eat and you ate inedibles or you drank non-potables, patur. Shvua shelo ochal v'achal nevelot trefot shkatsur masim. But if you took an oath not to eat and you ate non-kosher, forbidden foods, such as a nevela, which is an animal that died without proper shechita, trefa, an animal that had been mortally injured, to that in chulin in great detail, before shechita, shkatzimur masim, that's the different kinds of vermin and creepy crawlies that are forbidden, chayav, Rabbi Shimon poter. Amar konam ishti nenet li machalti ayom. And as an extension of that, if a person takes a neder and says, I'm taking a neder, my wife cannot get any benefit from me if I ate today. In other words, he's trying to prove that he didn't eat anything today, and he's willing to go that far, and indeed he had eaten, but the only thing he'd eaten was non-kosher, hare ishto asura, his wife is still forbidden to him because that is a valid statement that he did eat. Now, to the Gemara and Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet, shvua shelo ochal, so ha gufakasha, there's an internal contradiction. Amar shvua shelo ochal v'achal ochalin shen ruichin av, shamashkin shen ruichin shtia patur. So that's the first line. Then v'hadar tani shvua shelo ochal v'achal nevedot trefot shkatsur masim chayav. So the question is, maishna reisha patur, maishna sefer the chayav. Why are you patur when you ate dirt, but you're chayav when you ate non-kosher food? And we're equating the two as basically saying that ochal only refers to things that you are permitted and are normal to eating. So the first direction we take is as follows. Halokasha, reisha bistam v'sefer b'mfaresh. Very simple. In the first case, you just said shelo ochal, and you didn't specify anything. And the seifa, where you're chayav for nevelot, is when you explicitly said, I'm not going to eat nevelot. Faresh nami gufe tikshi. How can you say, I'm not going to eat nevelot and have it be valid? Amai mushba me'ar marsinaihu. You're already forsworn from arsina not to. And we know that shvuot cannot violate a mitzvah. So we had this already. Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan de'amri, the three of them said, Becholel dvarim ha-mutarim, dvarim ha-asurim. If you said, I'm taking a ban against eating basar shchuta and basar nevela. Shlakish amar iya tamotzei ela ibn faresh chatzi shiva libra abanan. Rabbi Shlakish says that you could say, I am taking a ban against eating a half a kazayit or a small piece, and that would work according to Rabbanan. Ibestam v'libra b'kiva. You don't have to say that according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? D'amar adam osar atzmon b'cholshu. When you say, and remember, we saw this when we came in the first Mishnah in the Perek. When you take an oath against food, that includes all the way to Kol Shu. And that's not covered by the Torah, because the Torah only banned a Kazayit of Nevela and more. Now, that's the layout. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, meaning En Rav and Shmuel, Lomar Karesh Lakish. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan did not take the same position as Resh Lakish. He wants the Mishnah to be authored by everybody, not just by Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, if you would just say, Shvua shel ochal nevela, only Rabbi Kiva would consider that valid because you're now banning it down to a kol shu. Ela Resh Lakish, my tam alo amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Resh Lakish like to take this position of saying, okay, in our Mishnah it's a case where you said, Shvua shel ochal basar shchuta ubasar nevela. So amar lacha, kamrin an isur kolel. This whole notion is an isur kolel, and I'll give a quick introduction to it. There is a general rule of ein isur chal al isur. Something cannot become more asur. There are two famous exceptions to it, according to some. One of them is Isur Mosif. When the Isur becomes more enhanced by becoming prohibited to more people, or to a greater class. So, for instance, if a woman is an almana, right now she's banned from a Kohen Gadol. Let's say she marries a Yisrael, and Yisrael divorces her, she's now an almana who became a grusha. That becoming a grusha now bans her to other kohanim. If a kohen gadol has bia with her at that point, he violates two things, almanah and grusha. How did she become more asur to him? Because in the meantime, she became asur to a greater class of people. she's the same person. She became asur to more people. There is another exception to Ein Isur Chal Isur, and that is Isur Kolel. And that is when the item itself now includes more things. So, for instance, an animal died without proper shechita before Yom Kippur. Right now it has an Isur called Nevelah. Comes Yom Kippur, and now there's more things that are Asur, which is everything else is Asur to eat. And so because of that, the Nevelah also is included in the Isur of Yom Kippur. And therefore, if you ate the Nevelah on Yom Kippur, you'd be chayiv twice, once for Nevelah, once for Yom Kippur. That's called Isur Kolel. Now, why did Resh Lakish not like the solution of saying, I'm taking an oath against Basar Shchuta and Basar Nevelah, and therefore Basar Nevelah via Isur Kolel now becomes prohibited by the Shvuah also? He said, because Ki Amrina Basar Kolel, when do we say this rule? Be Isur Habame Elav. That's only when it's an organic Isur, like it can become Yom Kippur. But Isur Abale De Atzma, when you generate the Isur with your words, Lo Amrina, we don't call that an Isur Kolel. Okay, that's Resh Lakish's take. Now, Bish Tamale Resh Lakish, Shumachi Kapata Rabbi Shimon. Now we understand, according to Resh Lakish's take, why Rabbi Shimon said that you're patur in the Mishnah when you ate Nevelah. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu Lemakot, V'lomru Kazayit, Elo Linyan Korban. In the famous second Mishnah in the third parak in Makot, Rabbi Shimon says that all of the violations of eating happen B'chol Shehu, there's no issue of Kazayit. Kazayit is only there for korban. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says very clearly that you can only be chayiv for a korban by eating a kazayit. And therefore, since the Torah already banned you from eating a kazayit of nevelah, there's no chiyuv here for the shvuah. Ela le Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Shimon de patar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's a case of Isur Kolel, why does Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah say you're patur? The answer is, midu time ela mishum Isur Kolel. That's easy, because the whole reason that you be chayav is Isur Kolel. Rishimon, the Tame, delayed Isur Kolel. Rishimon is being consistent. He doesn't accept Isur Kolel. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha'ochel nevelah b'yom ha'kippurim. If you ate a nevelah, and that was the example I gave you, on Yom Kippur, patur, meaning you're exempt from violating Yom Kippur, because the nevelah was already asur. And the fact that on Yom Kippur more things became asur doesn't change this nevelah. It's still just a nevelah. Okay, bishlamal the Resh Lakish. Again, Resh Lakish looks better. Mishkachat la bala vahein. We have reversibility or flippability here, and that is you took an oath to not eat a pachot mikazayit of the nevelah. Similarly, you could take an oath to eat a less than a kazayit because the Torah didn't ban that. Ela le Rabbi Yochanan bishlam alav mishkachat la. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when you took the oath to eat basar shchuta and basar nevelah, that works. Elahein hechem ishkachala, but you can't take an oath to eat basar shkuta and basar nevela, so it's not flippable. So right now we've knocked out Rabbi Yochanan's answer, and we said that solution that we've suggested, that in the ratio when it was eating inedibles, that was when you just said in ashrua shalochal, and here you had to specify nevela, etc. The answer is that's not the answer. Elakadarava, we have a second solution. In other words, what is shvua shel ochal, and then you ate inedibles? It means dirt. Dirt is not called achila. Nevela is called achila. You ate, and had you said, I'm taking an oath not to eat nevela, it wouldn't be valid. But if you said, I'm taking an oath not to eat, then anything you eat that's ingestible, whether it's kosher or not, is a violation of the oath. Very simple. Amar Meri, afana namitanina. So he said, I could support that from our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said, "Konam ishti nanetli imachalti hayom." I'm taking an isur hanah that my wife cannot get benefit from me if I ate today. I'm trying to prove he didn't eat that day. But it turned out he really had eaten non-kosher stuff. Hareishto asuralo. So what do you see? You see that achila means anything that you ingest that's normal food, kosher or not. And so, is that really a proof? Hakihashta hatam came unto me kara achal b'harishtavale. Remember, in that case, he had already eaten, and then he was taking the oath. Chashuve achshuve. He gave credence and significance to eating the nevelah by formulating it that way. He had already eaten it. Elahacha ki'at mi achshuve. But here, he just said, I'm not a shua shalo ochal. Who said that when he said that, he gave significance to non-kosher food? Maybe shalo ochal only refers to kosher food. So, although we've substantiated Rava's position, the end of the Mishnah doesn't necessarily support it. Now, Amar Rava, my time at Daman de Idla Isur Kolel. Why does somebody accept or not accept Isur Kolel? So, midi dehavi isur mosif. He says the same thing as isur mosif that everybody agrees. After all, you've got this woman. She was an almana. She then got divorced. Now, because she's prohibited to more people, therefore, the prohibition of grusha even applies to the Kohen Gadol. So it's the same way, isur kolel, you've got an item, and now more items are asur. This item goes along with that new isur also. That's called isur kolel, the nevel on Yom Kippur. Uman de patarota, Rabbi Shimon, who splits them and says, isur mosif, yes, isur kolel, no. Delate le, ki amar isur mosif, b'charachaticha. Because here it's one piece. In other words, there's a woman, and this woman now is a surah to more people, therefore it's an isur mosif. B'shtei chatichot lo amrinan. But we don't say that when what happened here is this nevela is still a nevela, it's always a nevela. Yom Kippur came along and some other piece of kosher meat now became asur. That doesn't affect this. So Isur Kolel, he's not as willing to take. V'amarava, l'mandit le Isur Kolel, if you accept Isur Kolel, like not Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Shua Shel Ochal Te'inim, if you took an oath not to eat figs, v'chazav Amar Shua Shel Ochal Te'inim v'anavim, then you took another oath not to eat figs and grapes. Now if you just said figs, your second oath is meaningless. But you took another oath to eat, not to eat figs or grapes. So therefore, migo de chayel anavim, chayel name yatenim. Since that shua is valid for the grapes, it's also valid for the figs. And therefore, if you ate figs, you would be chayev twice. Pshita, that's a no-brainer. Ma'udatema, isur bame elav amrinan. Isur bame atzmo, lo amrinan. So the reason it's not so obvious is the thing that we suggested a little bit earlier, is that maybe Isur Kolel only happens when the thing is organic, like it becomes Yom Kippur, but not when you generate the second piece. Kamash Malan, that it's there also. Meitiv Rava Bered de Rabba, so he challenged this ruling of Rava. Yesh Ochel Achila Achat, famous piece, V'chayav Ala Arbacha Ta'ot V'asham Achad. This is one of the Can You Top Thises that we had like at the end of Makot. It's possible to eat one thing and be chayav four chataot and one asham. Ve'elo, and how does it work? Tamei she'achal chaylev. So first of all, he ate chaylev. That's a one karet. It's all b'shogeg, so it's one chatat. V'u notar. He also ate notar. Min ha'muktashin. So chaylev is one, notar is two. Min ha'muktashin, because he's a tamei eating kodesh. So therefore, that's three. Plus, b'yom ha'kippurim, that's four, because those are all karet, and those are four chataot. Plus, the fact that he ate min ha'muktashin is also mi'ilah. And as mi'ilah, you chayev an asham. Remeir omer, afim aita Shabbat votsiyo chayav. Also, if it was Shabbat, and let's say part of the eating you put in your mouth and you walked out, and therefore carried Rishut Rabim, you're also chayav, that's five. Amrulo enu men Hashem. The response was, true, but irrelevant, that's not about eating, that's about something else. We're talking about things that are generated by the one act of eating. Vimita, but if you're right that an Isur Kolel will work, mishkachat lachamesh, I could make up five chataot. The guy, let's say, took an oath, and he said, I'm taking an oath that I won't eat dates and chaylev. So, migo to chayel atmarim, chayelan ame chaylev. You could just say, even though chaylev was already asur, but since this oath is valid for dates, it's also valid on chaylev. So, why isn't that included here? It must be that Isur Kolel doesn't work with the shvua, meaning when you generate the Isur Kolel yourself, it doesn't work. So, we have several answers. First answer, kiktani isur abame lav, isur abame atzmo loktani. So first of all, we take the position that maybe Isur Kolel really only works with an organic isur that comes along, but not one that you generate. Ivare hektesh, but this whole piece is about hektesh. And the fact that the thing was hektesh came because of interference by a human of saying, this is hektesh. The answer is bifchor, dukshatomi rechem. Maybe we're talking about a bechor where you had no choice. It became kodesh when it was born. Baitema, there's another possible way. Kiktani midi delate le she'ila. Second possibility is that this list of five things are all things that are irrevocable. You can't be shoel on chaylev or on notar. Shua di le she'ila loktani. Shua is not included because it's something that you could revoke. You could have asked just like an andar. Barare hektesh. Again, we have hektesh here. And hektesh, you could be shoel. You could say, oh, I didn't know, etc. And the hektesh could be reversed like any other flaw. The answer is, how kumina be b'chor? But we already said it's a b'chor. You can't be shoal on that. B'chor is a b'chor. See, ba'item, a third possibility is kiktani korban kavua. Maybe the chataot listed here are chatat kavua, where it's a regular amount no matter how rich you are. Korban olev yored, which is what you have for shviat bitui, the one that goes up and down in scale based on your finances, loktani. In other words, you're right. There might be other korbanot in this case. You could construct others, but we just want to talk about chatat kvua. Arei tamei shachalta kodesh. But wait a second, one of the four things was tamei shachalta kodesh, the korban olavi oreid. Who? That is an olavi oreid. We dealt with two prakim worth of that. Yidiyota tumat. The answer is something we'll get to in Horayot, Benasi. We're talking here about the head of the Sanhedrin, who violated it. Rabbi Eliezer, he, and Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, Damar Nasi Mevisir. He's of the opinion that a Nasi does not bring Korban Ola Vioreid only in the case of Tumat Mikdash, not Shuat Bitui, not Shuat Eidut, but Tumat Mikdash. He has to bring a regular Sa'ir, just like he always does, the Parshan Vayikra. Now, Ravashi Amar is a fifth answer. Kiktani midi dechayla kashir. Shvua dechayla pochan mekashir loktani. That the list there were all things where there's some sort of a minimal amount that you have to consume or destroy or whatever in order to be chayiv. And shvua can be kolshu. Are hektesh, but hektesh is also not kazayiv. The answer is habayin and shavapruta. Hektesh also has a shir. The shir is a financial shir, which from Eila, which is shavapruta. We already dealt with that. Sixth answer, Rav Ashi mi Ivriya. Amar Rabbi Zeira, quoted Rabbi Zeira. This is a different Ravashi. Kiktani is donat karet. We only wanted things where if you do it intentionally, you get karet. So no lav loktani, but shvua, if you do it intentionally, it's a lav, it's not karet. Vare asham is donat lav. But wait a second, the asham, which is me'ila, is also a lav if you do it intentionally. The answer is bechatat kamrinan, meaning the four chataot, or anything that we're going to list here is a chatat. So one answer was only chatat kvua. The other possibility is, it's only chataot that if you did it intentionally, you'd be karet. And here, if you did the shvua intentionally, it'd be makot. Ravina Amar, the last answer, kiktani midi dechayil amidi debar achilo. That the list in that braita is only of things that apply uniquely and exclusively to food. Shvua dechayil amidi debar achilo hu loktani. So shvua could apply to anything. I'm gonna play baseball tomorrow. I'm gonna hit a ball. I'm gonna write a book. So therefore, it wasn't included. I've a hektesh to chayal nami etzim avonim, but that's not true because we're talking here about hektesh, and hektesh applies even to inedible things like wood. Ella kiktani. So we fix Ravina. Kiktani midi chayal amidi de itba mamashasha. All those things, tuma and hektesh and chalam and notar thing, are all tangible things. Shvua de chayla amidi de leipem shasha. Shvua is chal, and we're going to see that in the next Mishnah on something that is intangible. You could take an oath that you're going to sleep. You could take an oath that you're going to take a walk. You can take an oath that you're going to throw something in the water, and therefore you can go into shishan v'lo shishan loktani. In other words, that brayta did not want to list things that are even possibly used for an intangible. Only things that are tangible, like eating. And therefore, shvua was not included. So in other words, we had six different ways to save the day and say Yisur Kolel applies to shvua. One of the ways said it really won't apply because if you generated the Kolel, it doesn't work. The other six said it will work, and there's all sorts of reasons, whether because something that's intangible or because something is dono karet or something that's or korban kavua, etc., and that list had a unique flavor to it that shvua didn't fit. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Hay and Daf Chaf Hay. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.